Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about the benefits of in-person meetings, relationships.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Just that, like, when is it appropriate to meet people in the business context in person? And what is the benefit of that? And how do you utilize that in the best possible way? I realize that especially in today's world and especially with our audience and our listenership, like, we're such tech people oftentimes that we love to utilize more and more technology to reach more and more people. We love automation to scale things up. And all that shit is amazing. We too have a particular soft spot and have talked about this many times on the podcast on the benefits of doing things that don't scale, the benefits of human interaction, relationships, the benefits of having a brand that's particularly human. And I don't know, I've had this conversation recently with a few people on like very sales specific on how, when and how to meet in person and what the benefits and downsides of it is. So I thought it would be a fun episode for us to break down, share some tactics, and just open up the minds of some of the people that are listening to this that are not used to meeting their customers or their users or anybody really within the business context frequently in person.
You might be reading my mind here.
Huh.
Because we didn't talk about this until we just jump in, because, you know, I'm sure the listeners by now know.
That's how we do it.
Yeah. And I don't know. I was talking to somebody. I barely remember who in literally the last couple days. And we were talking about, you know, hey, in-person meetings are good. And this sounds obvious, but it's weird because my company is a remote company. All my companies are remote companies, and that's on purpose. And we don't meet as a team. We don't even do retreats or anything. We've never done them at that company, at the companies I currently work on. And I was just talking to somebody, and I was like, it's nice to meet in person. And I think there's something where in the past I wouldn't have agreed. And I've always felt like I could get things done without meeting in person. Even especially with like Google Hangout and Skype and this video stuff and all these things that you can use, Zoom and all this stuff. What I'm realizing though is like there are things that you just accomplish faster or accomplish with more depth when you can meet somebody in person. And, you know, I think they go across many different areas of life. One is like friends, right, in general. But you can go to business, right? Because like, again, you're right. Like a lot of people listening might have remote companies and all that kind of stuff, and that's a trend. But there's this aspect of being able to see somebody and literally be in their presence that's a change. It's different. It's not the same as, like, you know, talking to them on the phone or seeing them on a Google Hangout or something. You get to actually experience that sort of physical aspect of them, whatever that means, right? I'm not saying you, like, touch them or anything like that. I'm just saying that, like, you're in each other's space in a way that you're not when you're remote, and that can create a different cadence, a different set of emotions, a different set of conversation. I find this extra important when you're looking to accomplish something with a person, whether it's a sales sort of thing, and, you know, meeting in person builds trust in that case, I would assume you would say, right, Stelly?
Yeah.
In a way that might not happen on the phone in other ways, email and things like that. And then when you're with your team, meeting in person can really help you understand each other, because a lot of the context is lost when you're on a Hangout or when you're on the phone or when you're in email or when you're on Slack. And context meaning, like, we have people on our team that come across, especially some people in engineering, that come across as very aggressive when they write, just because they're short on time and they're very, like, short sentences and very specific, and they can be abrupt because there's less, like, a feeling that you can understand. But if you met these people in person, one of them, he's just like a teddy bear, literally. Like, if you met him, you'd think he's a teddy bear, but he's this engineer that's very short and precise and, you know, all that on comments, and sometimes abrasive it could come across as, right? And he's a teddy bear. if you met him in person, you'd be like, if you see him on a hangout, you're like, this is a teddy bear. there's no ill will there, right? So I think in person helps you set context, level set, and gives you this appreciation for the person and the relationship and what you're looking to accomplish. That's, I think, actually hard remote. And this is hard for me to admit because I like remote.
I mean, I love remote. So I couldn't agree more with you. I think, first of all, when you meet somebody in person, it's a more context-rich interaction. You have more communication channels because you don't just hear their voice. You don't just even see their face. You have the entire body language as a means to communicate both to you and the way you communicate back. So it's just a much richer channel to interact and communicate and to understand each other and also to connect, right? The other thing is that it's a much less distracted way of interacting and communicating, because no matter how great you are at this, typically when you're on the phone, in today's world, most people will get distracted and look at their screen at times, or, you know, there's a notification that pops up. So they will give you their attention and you will give them yours, but it's very rarely undivided, right? But when you're in person, you sit down, you know, in a coffee shop or in their office or somewhere outside, and you talk to people and you have eye contact, it's much harder for you while they're talking to you the entire time to be checking your notifications on your phone or laptop. People do that a lot less just because of the way the interaction happens. And man, I mean, we're humans and we do like other humans and we like human interaction and we remember it differently. It's a much more richer experience. So I would say that, you know, obviously for most people, if an interaction with another human being is not worth an incredible amount of money, you probably can't do it every day with every single user or customer or whatever it is, or even with every single employee. But it is important to do that, you know, somewhat regularly and frequently. And then there are situations where I would say it's absolutely crucial to do it, because the in-person conversation or meeting communication will drastically improve the chances of success. Right. One thing that I'll bring up is like conflict situations or conflict resolutions. Right. If I have a conflict with a customer, let's say, or an employee, writing with them and trying to figure things out in writing is going to be much more challenging and harder to do than talking to them on the phone or in a video call. And even a video call or a phone call will be much, you know, less fruitful than if you meet with them in person. And I would grade this based on how big the conflict is, right? How important the person is. But sometimes it's just hard to resolve things in a communication channel that's not as humanly rich as in-person communication. So when there's conflict with customers or with people, employees, team members, co-founders, if you can, whenever you can, I would always meet in person. And it's funny, you brought up the teddy bear that's abrasive in writing sometimes. I have the same thing. We talked about this before, where one of my co-founders, in writing, he comes across really aggressive and really abrupt and really like unpleasant. And when you talk to him in person, it's a much better experience. He comes across much more thoughtful, much more calm in his energy than just aggressive and negative. And so it's usually a super fruitful conversation. So I've learned, and we had this. Yeah, I was traveling, I was sailing in Croatia, and you know, I would check in my email or Slack, and I would get these messages from him that were particularly unpleasant for me to read. But because I have so much experience dealing with him, I didn't step into the trap of responding in writing, because I knew it would just escalate. And I just ignored it. I just wrote, I will call you or we will talk when I'm back. And in the moment, he was not happy about that response. But now that we're both in New York, yesterday we had dinner together, and we're able to have like a really beautiful and human and just a really, really great conversation where all these issues that we had got resolved in a like really beautiful way. In a way that writing back to him and trying to figure these things out in chat would have never succeeded. So I think conflict is one really big one where I would encourage people to step up the communication channel, if possible, to meet in person.
I like that a lot. I think you can sort things out much faster in conflict. And, you know, I would say that having even in-person conversations prior to conflict can actually help you through conflict as well. So, you know, there are a lot of tactics to this, like going and actually meeting the people. We work with a lot of dev shops, you know, from time to time and sometimes consistently. And some of them actually like to come see you in person, and they'll put that on them in terms of costs, because a lot of them are out of the country and things like that. And we found that to be actually really valuable in building the relationship and avoiding some of the issues.
The other thing I'll say in the sales context is that meeting in person can establish a much stronger relationship, a much more trustworthy relationship, and one that stands out, right? So they had 3 calls with potential vendors, and then they had an in-person meeting that was really fruitful and positive with you. Most humans will tend to want to do business with people they like, they trust, they feel connected with. So that can be a real competitive advantage. There's this old quote-unquote hack or trick in sales that's been used countless times and has worked so many times where, you know, sometimes salespeople will tend to go to try to get on a call or, you know, schedule a meeting or something and then go back and forth and keep following up an email and keep following up and just not getting a response or not getting a timely response from the prospect. And just like the relationship is really not progressing. And eventually they would just show up at their office and say, hey, I was just in the area and I thought I would drop by and try my luck and say hi. And these kind of just drive-bys, you know, from salespeople, like, oh, I was just in there, I thought I'll drop by and say hi, see if you're here to quickly chat with you for 5 minutes, or bring you some coffee, you know, it's 2 p.m., I thought I'll bring in some coffee since I was in the area grabbing some and say hi. These have led to multi-million dollar deals. These have led to really incredible things. There's a story even with Sam Altman, who's heading Y Combinator today. Back in the day when he was running his own startup where they had lost a really important strategic partnership and decided to basically buy a ticket and fly to New York from San Francisco the other day and then just show up in the office of that potential partner and go, hey, we were just in the area. You know, we were really heartbroken yesterday when we got your email that it didn't work out. We wanted to say hi, chat about this a little bit more. And then when they sat down, they were able to figure out some details that were able to build trust. And like an hour or 2 hours later, the partner decided, you know what, you know, scrap what we had decided prior. Let's actually work with these guys, right? And they closed the really like the partnership that ultimately saved the company. And there's so many stories of that. So in sales, once in a while, not every day, not every time, but once in a while, when it's a really important relationship, it does make sense to actually just show up in person if you can't progress the conversation or the relationship in any other way and try your luck. Obviously, you know, people know me. I've taught people to follow up forever, but you can't show up at somebody's office every day, not without getting arrested, right? But it can be a really useful tool in sales if you use it in a measured way, in the right way, at the right time, to show up in person and get somebody's full attention, be able to connect with somebody on a much deeper level, and then hopefully convince them. It's not a guarantee, but it's really something that I would advise and give as a tip at the end of the episode to people to try out.
I really like that. I don't have a tip. I think your tip was great.
All right, today we're going to end up with one tip then. Either way, you know, we always love to hear from you. So if you guys have any feedback, any questions about this topic or any other, just send us an email, steli@close.io, hnshaw@gmail.com. If you have not done that yet, we'd highly appreciate all the stars and all the ratings you can give us on iTunes. And